Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining our class, friends. Speaking of classes, we're talking all about education, and especially teachers today.
That's right, because we are celebrating Teachers' Day. But where does this day come from? And why do we celebrate it when we do?
That is our question for today. The truth lies in history. It's all about one famous teacher. His name was Confucius.
And our lesson is all about Confucius today in an article called Celebrating Educators. Let's get right into our first reading.
Celebrating Educators. Today is a day to honor teachers and Confucius. Some holidays celebrate food, while others celebrate history. But September 28th honors the heroes of the classroom, teachers. This day is believed to be the birthday of Confucius, who is known as the world's first teacher. He earned this title for his focus on learning and his great contributions to education.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 honor 这个字，当动词的意思是尊敬或是向谁致敬。譬如 simply listening quietly to your parents is a way to honor them.静静地听父母说话就是一种尊敬他们的方式。Honor 当名词的时候是表示荣誉或是荣幸。譬如 Many martyrs view it as an honor to die for their beliefs. 许多殉道者认为为信仰而死是一种荣耀。Honor 的形容词形式是 honorable, 意思是值得尊敬的、高尚的。譬如It is honorable to pay attention to others' needs and care for them. 关心他人的需求并照顾他们是可敬的行为。
All right, friends, why are we talking about this today? Why are we talking about teachers? Let's find out in this first section of today's lesson.
We read here together, today is a day to honor teachers and Confucius.Some holidays celebrate food, while others celebrate history. I definitely like those holidays that celebrate food.
Yeah, we have so many silly ones in the U.S. National Donut Day, National Pizza Day.
Both of those sound yummy to me.
Well, this one is a little different. On September 28th, this honors the heroes of the classroom, that is...Teachers.
We've seen this word honor twice now, friends, so let's talk about what it means. If someone is honored, it means they are given special recognition, or maybe even given an award.
Let's try and make another sentence. The school honors its best students in a ceremony at the end of every year.
So teachers are being honored by this special day, September 28th.
This day is believed to be the birthday of Confucius. Why would we say it's believed to be and not it is? Well, part of that is that Confucius lived quite a long time ago.
And maybe we don't know exactly when his birthday is, so that's why we use the word believed. People believe that his birthday is on this date.
That is true. He was known as the world's first teacher.He earned this title for his focus on learning and his great contributions to education.
Okay, let's pause here and talk about a few of the things that we see. First of all, you see that first teacher has quotes around it. Of course, Confucius wasn't the very first teacher in the world, but that is how he is remembered.
Yeah, that is how he is remembered. He's remembered as a teacher that taught many teachers. We also saw another phrase in here. He earned this title. That means you're deserved to be called something, maybe because of something you did.
Yeah, maybe you have a title, but it's just a name until you do something to support it. You could say she has truly earned this title.
So he earned this title for his focus on learning and his great contributions. Anne-Marie, what does that last word mean?
Oh, contributions means things given or done to help a cause. You could make contributions of many different types of things. You could contribute your time, or you could contribute money. Sometimes what you're contributing is something like an idea.
Yeah, we can also think of famous people who are really influential in a certain field. Someone like Picasso made a lot of contributions to the art world. Well, we also might talk about people trying to help those in need.
Yes, so there are many different ways to use this word contributions. When we're discussing Confucius, we're talking about the contributions he made in the field of education.
Yeah, and that would be the different ideas and principles that he taught his students and that are still influential for many teachers today.
Confucius has not only affected people in the field of education, but he has also influenced culture in many places in Asia as well.
Yeah, I would say that is definitely mostly true in Asia. Growing up, I definitely heard about him in history classes, but I don't feel like his ideas were quite as influential.
Yeah, we're going to learn a little bit more about his life and some of these ideas and more about Teacher's Day in our next section. So let's continue now with our next reading.
Celebrating Educators. Both teachers and Confucius are celebrated on September 28th in Taiwan with special events. Some attend ceremonies that exhibit ancient customs. With beautiful costumes, traditional music, and dance, the events often feel like grand celebrations from the past.
Diane wore a bunny costume to her child's animal-themed birthday party. Diane 穿着兔子装参加了她孩子的动物主题生日派对。与 costume 相关联的一个字是动词 design， 意思是设计。譬如 ，The students were instructed to design and create new clothes out of upcycled materials.学生们被要求利用升级再造材料设计制作新衣服。形容词 custom made 是表示定制的或是客制化的。譬如 ,to make the play stand out, the theater director ordered custom made props and costumes. 为了让这出戏脱颖而出，剧团导演定制了专属的道具和服装。
So, who exactly was this man Confucius? Well, he was a Chinese man. He grew up in the area of Shandong, and because of his education under his parents, he grew to have a deep love for learning. He later traveled and shared his ideas with many people all around the country. Not just famous and important people, but regular people as well.
I think that's something that made his teachings so special is he was willing to teach anyone, not just people who were important. We find out more about how we are celebrating Confucius and teachers in this next section, friends. We read, both teachers and Confucius are celebrated on September 28th in Taiwan with special events.
With special events, that is a great way to celebrate a holiday. Special events are important or celebratory activities, usually.
Let's use special events in a sentence. The city holds many special events in the summer when kids are out of school.
Okay, so there will be many special events in Taiwan. Some attend ceremonies that exhibit ancient customs.
Okay, what's the difference between a special event and a ceremony? Well, a ceremony is a more formal event, and usually a ceremony marks a special occasion.
For example, a graduation ceremony is a ceremony at the end of the school year to celebrate students who finished all their studies and are moving on.
Yes, and here we see that on Teacher's Day, some people are attending special ceremonies that are also showing some ancient customs.
Yeah, I would say a ceremony can be a special event. It can honor someone, but it might not be quite as fun as a special event.
Yeah, ceremonies seem a little bit more serious. We see another type of party or ceremony here in the next part of our article. We read, with beautiful costumes, traditional music, and dance, the events often feel like grand celebrations from the past. We have another word here, Garrett. What's the difference? Special events, ceremonies, and grand celebrations.
This one is a little bit harder to define. A grand celebration. I'd say the important word in here is that word grand. This means something that is large and impressive.
This could be a party or an event. For example, you could say they held grand celebrations for the holiday. I get the idea that there was a lot of people there, and maybe the decorations were really extravagant or there was a big feast.
Yeah, that might be the case for this. I think the thing that I would love to see is all those fun costumes.
Costumes are definitely a fun part of any celebration.
Now, friends, it's time for us to learn a bit more, and that is in today's Deep Dive.
Deep Dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The phrase known as. A student in my class growing up was famous for always having snacks. Chips, cookies, candies, you name it. Eventually, he became known as the Snack King. The phrase known as means that people recognize or call someone or something by a certain name or title. It's about reputation or identity. For example, the Empire State Building is known as one of the tallest buildings in the world. Or, she is known as a very kind and helpful person. Now, let's look at a few similar expressions. Called is the simplest version. For example, the dish is called beef noodle soup. Referred to as is more formal. For example, this process is referred to as recycling. Famous for focuses on what something or someone is well known because of. For example, the city is famous for its night markets. And go by is more casual, often for names people use. For example, he goes by the name Alex, or just he goes by Alex. So whether it's a nickname, a title, or a reputation, what we're known as can say a lot about us. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Celebrating educators. When Teacher's Day approaches, students often take the opportunity to express their gratitude to their teachers in different ways. Some offer cards, gifts, or food as tokens of appreciation. Many schools and universities hold award ceremonies to recognize educators who are making an impact on their students' lives. Other people elect to enjoy their day off by eating out, shopping, or watching a movie. No matter how you celebrate today, remember to thank those who inspire you and make learning exciting.
Award这个字，它可以当名词或是动词，意思是奖项或授予奖项。譬如 on graduation day, the class handed out various creative awards like most likely to show up late for a job interview. 在毕业典礼当天，班上颁发了各种创意奖项，例如最有可能面试迟到奖。片语 award someone for something 是指因某事而授予某人奖项，譬如 The program awards students for their published research at a year-end event. 该计划会在年终活动中针对学生发表的研究成果颁发奖项。与award意思类似的reward也有奖赏的意思，但后者是透过努力、行为或贡献而获得的。 Reward 的现在分词 rewarding 可以当形容词用，意思是有意义的、值得做的。譬如 There is little more rewarding than watching one's children mature into kind and capable adults. 没有什么比看着自己的孩子成为善良且有能力的成人更令人欣慰的了。Okay, 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里，我们下次见。
So, Teacher's Day is arriving. Friends, how could you participate in this? How do people usually celebrate this holiday?
Okay, let's find out together, friends. We read, when Teacher's Day approaches, students often take the opportunity to express their gratitude to their teachers in different ways. There's a couple of great terms to talk about here. First, let's look at that word express.
All right, to express, you can express so many things. This means you show or communicate your feelings.
Here's an example. Many people use art to express themselves. What are we expressing here in our article? Well, we are expressing gratitude.
And gratitude is also something we should talk about and express ourselves. It is the feeling of being thankful for something.
Here's an example. She showed her gratitude with a gift.
All right, so it is important to show your gratitude to your teachers. How can you do that, though? Well, some students offer cards, gifts, or food as tokens of appreciation.
Okay, many schools and universities hold award ceremonies to recognize educators who are making an impact on their students' lives. I just want to point out here that we've used that word educators here because it's not just teachers who pass on learning. Sometimes it's coaches or professors or mentors who do this as well.
Yeah, all of that is a part of helping a student to mature, learn, and become a better person. Well, other people elect to enjoy their day off by eating out, shopping, or watching a movie.
There's some great words that we can define in this sentence, friends. First, let's look at that word elect. If you elect to do something, you choose to do it.
For example, you might elect to take one path over another when you're out on a hiking trip. Just like we see in an election, you are choosing to vote for a candidate. Here we're electing to do, well, anything in our lives.
Yeah, and here some people are choosing or electing to enjoy their day off by doing certain things. When you have a day off, you have a day when you don't have to work or go to school.
For example, you might want to take a day off from work to rest or maybe go on a trip.
This next thing is something I definitely like to do on my day off. It's eating out. When you eat out, it just means that you're not eating at home. We're not talking about takeout here. We're talking about eating at a restaurant.
Yes, but eating at a restaurant. If you go out and over to a friend's house, we wouldn't say that you're eating out.
No, we're specifically talking about sitting down at a restaurant and eating a meal.
Yeah, you might enjoy eating out on weekends as a special treat. So many people do this with their day off on Teacher's Day.
Or they go shopping or watch a movie. I have to say though, Garrett, I don't usually eat out, shop, or watch movies on a day that everybody has off.
That is a good point. It is crowded and it's hard to really enjoy it. But no matter how you celebrate today, remember to thank those who inspire you and make learning exciting.
What are you going to do on your day off, friends? Are you going to eat out, spend time outside, or are you going to rest? Whatever you do, make sure that you are showing gratitude for the people who have taught you over the years.
Right. I think I might order some food in and watch a movie. Well, friends, we're not done quite yet with our lesson today. Let's go now to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 feel like 这个用语。它有三种用法。第一种句型是主词加 feel like 加名词，意思是感觉像或摸起来像，描述事物带给人的感觉或触觉。例如 ，It feels like silk， 它摸起来像丝绸。另一种句型是主词加 feel like 加子句，意思是觉得或觉得好像，是主观感受的描述。例如 ，I feel like we've met before。我觉得我们以前见过。第三种句型是主词加 feel like 加名词或动名词，意思是想要或想要做，与 want 或 would like 意思类似，但显得更随性。例如 ，Do you feel like a drink？ 你想来杯饮料吗？或 ，I don't feel like working today。我今天不想工作。最后再看这个例句 ，Despite the modern furniture。The old mansion still feels like a museum because of its solemn atmosphere. 这座旧豪宅虽然摆设了现代化家具，但它庄严肃穆的氛围仍给人一种博物馆的感觉。
We've had a nice time with you learning some new words in English, friends. Make sure that you find an opportunity to practice them today.We're almost done with our lesson, but before we go, we have to take a look at our talk about it question. Here it is. How do you celebrate Teacher's Day?
How do I celebrate Teacher's Day? Well, in the time I have been over here in Asia, I have enjoyed this day, especially when we've gotten a day off to rest.
Yeah, me too. I like when I have a 3-day weekend. I usually take the first day of the weekend to do everything that needs to be done before the following week. I plan all the meals and I do all of my shopping and I make sure that my house is clean. Then I can enjoy 2 days off.
Oh, that seems really responsible. I have a hard time doing that.Often I'm too tired to do much of anything on that first day, and I'm rushing to get things done on the last day.
Well, it sounds like you're doing the same thing, you've just have it switched. You rest the first day, and then you get things done on the last day.
Exactly, and maybe on that middle day, I'll go out and spend time with friends.
That's what I do as well, because I usually find the middle day in a 3-day weekend tends to be less busy.
Absolutely. All right, friends, how are you going to celebrate Teacher's Day? If you are a student, don't forget to express your gratitude with your teachers.
And if you're a teacher, thank you for all that you do. Your work is important. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.